This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.
So meet Jo. Jo West. In fact, not just her, meet her van called Aurora, her dog called Steezy. Jo is the founder of Four Voices. Jo, good morning.
Hi, Rebecca. Great to be here.
What is Four Voices?
It's a charity that we set up, launched in March 2020 to help predominantly girls and women who are experiencing domestic violence, homelessness, social isolation and digital isolation. So pretty big cohort, but yeah, a lot of people.
How did that come about, the idea in the first place and the impetus to actually set up the charity?
I've worked in homelessness for the last few years with my son and saw a lot about a lot of people who are doing it tough. The statistics about homelessness in Australia is roughly 50-50, 50% male to female. But a lot of the homelessness services are only seeing or predominantly seeing males. So I figured there was an opportunity to do something more specifically to support girls and women who are doing it tough in this country.
Yeah. And what sort of care and connection and support are you providing?
Well, we have a van, as you said, called Aurora, and we take her around different suburbs throughout Brisbane, Logan and Ipswich. And we provide a connection service. So whatever that word means to you, the van is outfitted with Wi-Fi, laptops, printer, scanner, copier, mobile phones, and importantly, a coffee machine. So the coffee machine, obviously, for the social connection, and then the computers and printers and stuff like that for digital connection. So we pretty much do anything that we can to help people that are doing it tough using technology as the medium.
Yeah, because, Jo, I mean, a lot of people would take those kind of technology items for granted. If you have a stable home, you know, you got the PowerPoint and you've got perhaps the piece of technology, whether it's your phone or your printer or your computer. And as you say, if you are experiencing homelessness, those sorts of things can be hard to access. Why is the van called Aurora?
We had a bit of a poll to create the name, but Aurora means dawn or new beginnings, and many of the people we support are looking just for that, a new beginning.
Mm. So when you turn up and someone uses the Wi-Fi or the technology that you have, and hopefully that cup of coffee as well, what sort of things are people needing to do?
Well, we try and understand where the person is at, you know. So if you're homeless, for instance, it's going to be basic needs, food, shelter, clothing. So we use technology to try and locate shelter or housing. We contact food service providers. We provide whatever support we can using Google or whatever other means we can with the technology. If you're unemployed, we can help people with resumes, job search, setting up Seek accounts, that kind of thing. Or it might be, you know, we do a lot of work outside Centrelink offices where we're helping people with claim forms or electronic forms or writing letters. We go to the magistrate's court down in Beenleigh and we're helping people who are about to go into the courtroom, maybe to help them print something off or write up their statements. So you have to just turn your mind to whatever it is where the person is in their particular journey and use the technology as a medium to help that connection.
Yes, it makes so much practical sense what you are doing. You're listening to Jo West. She's the founder of Four Voices, connecting girls and women seeking change. That's the ethos behind Jo's charity and the work that Aurora the van does. Who is Steezy?
Steezy is a little fluffy dog who just happens to come out with me every time we take the van out. And he's become like the Four Voices therapy dog because, unfortunately, in these days of social distancing, we shouldn't be hugging people. And you hear so many stories, so many tragic, sad, compelling stories that all you want to do is reach out and hug someone.
Yeah.
And but here, Steezy is a lovely cuddler, and he gets lots of hugs.
Good therapy.
Mm.
Steezy, what a great name too. So he's Fluffy. What breed is he?
He's a Maltese Shih Tzu.
Yeah, is he the most popular member of the Four Voices team at times?
He's right up there. He's right up there.
Any idea, Joe, of over the past, did you say 4 years ago that you, no.
No, we started in March 2020, which is only like just over 18 months ago.
18 months ago. Any idea how many women and girls you've been able to reach out to in that time?
We have a database where we capture the information from our shifts, and we've just ticked over 10,000 connections. So that might be we've connected with some people multiple times, yeah. But 10,000 connections in 18 months.
That's extraordinary.
It is. We provide phone support service for people as well. Like, we launched 2 weeks before the first lockdown, and it was devastating because Aurora's ready to go, and we were going to, you know, we launched in King George Square on the 8th of March, which is International Women's Day.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks later, we're in our first lockdown. So, you know, I was devastated. So I thought, well, we don't have to be face-to-face to connect with people. So that's why we started a phone support service. Now we provide support to over 50 women a week, every week now in Brisbane by phone, which is awesome, plus the work that we do out on the streets.
In that time, yes, as you say, lots of connections that have been made. Are there particular people or stories or moments that stand out to you that'll stay with you, Joe?
So many. By the end of most weeks, my head's imploding with the number of stories that I've heard, some hilarious, some tragic, but all unique and worthy of being listened to. One, just a short one, we met a lady one day who was in bad shape. You know, she looked in really bad shape, and I said, come over and have a cup of tea. And I said, what's going on for you? You're going into Centrelink, because we were parked out the front of Centrelink. And she said, oh, no, I couldn't go in there. I'm not dressed. I haven't showered for over a week. And, yeah, no, I'm too embarrassed. And I said to her, what's going on anyway? She told me that she'd fled a domestic violent relationship. And she had just run with the clothes on her back. And she'd been living under a bridge for the previous week and terrified to, you know, poke her nose out. And this was one of the first times she's actually walked anywhere. And I said to her, how about we go into Centrelink with you and see if we can help access a crisis payment or other support? So the lovely people inside Centrelink said, look, if you guys can find her accommodation, and do what you can to provide other support, we'll make sure that there's money in her bank account, as long as she's got that housing sorted out. So we started, you know, pulled out our mobile phones, pulled out our computers, and we rang, you know, crisis centres, accommodation providers. It's a crisis, a housing crisis, so it's not easy. We rang food service providers and all sorts of other organisations. Anyway, long story short, we managed by the end of our shift, which is usually about 3 hours, we found her accommodation, we had a food hamper for her, we gave her a mobile phone, we gave her new clothing, Centrelink had money in her bank account, a go card, and she was safe. And from then on, we've been calling her every week by phone just to check in on her and just to tell her that there's a community out there who care about her. So that's a story that will always stay with me.
And with many of us now, yeah. Joe. What was her reaction as that was unfolding, that kind of love, essentially, that you were showing her?
A mixture of embarrassment and amazement, I think. She started off the conversation with raw terror and ended up just relaxing. In fact, it was funny. I'll lift the mood a bit, because I know it's quite a sad story, or, you know, and it's a nice story, the end of it. But when she came up, she said she had the worst case of head lice, and she just didn't know. She didn't want to meet anyone because she didn't want to, you know, have this problem transmitted to anyone else. And so that was part of the story, and just wouldn't go near anyone. Anyway, I ended up with head lice, which is awesome because it was a win-win for both of us.
Well, put me in that category too, yep. Because I've battled head lice with my children for the last couple of months, so it's pretty relatable. Joe, your heart is beautiful, but the actual practical change you are making is, of course, the reason why you've been nominated for a Community Spirit Award. We're so thrilled and humbled to have you be in the mix of our nominees. And also, you mentioned right at the very beginning you've worked in this area for quite some time, and you mentioned your son. Who is your son?
My son is a young man who, with his best mate, started a charity called Orange Sky, where they put a couple of washing machines and dryers in the back of an old van and wanted to help people doing it tough in Brisbane. So people say, oh, he's got your genes. And I said, no, it's the other way around. It's definitely the other way around.
Well, he's got his van and you've got yours. Joe, so lovely to meet you this morning. Thank you for the work that you do.
My pleasure. Really love it.
Jo West, she is the founder of Four Voices. They connect girls and women seeking change through Brisbane, Logan and Ipswich. If you want to find out more about their work, fourvoices.org.au.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.